You're listening to SBS News.
Two leading environmental organisations, Greening Australia and WWF Australia, have announced that they're joining forces in response to increasing natural disasters. The organisations hope that together they can better help nature survive the increased frequency and severity of natural disasters due to climate change. Elisa Rawling, Science and Planning Manager at Greening Australia, explains what that will look like.
So our partnership will be based around what we call climate-ready restoration. So when we first reached out to each other, we really focused on helping people in those bushfire-affected areas and the nature that urgently needed our help. But over the last years, we've seen more and more climate-related disasters. And so what we're going to do is really try to build the resilience of Australia's plants and animals and the places that we care about, and in turn people, by taking our climate-ready restoration approach.
They aim to produce new technologies, partnerships and funding models to build nature's resilience in a changing climate.
So our projects will be underpinned by science, and there's already a lot of things sitting in the scientific literature about how we can help nature adapt to a changing climate. So we're going to take some of that fantastic science and develop practical on-ground solutions, what we call nature-based solutions, and we want to scale them to be able to match the scale of disaster that we're witnessing.
The organisation started talking about collaborating after the severe 2019-2020 Black Summer bushfires. According to WWF, 3 billion native animals were killed or displaced in the bushfires, while 10 million hectares of their habitat were burned. It's a huge cause for concern, says Tim Cronin, Senior Manager Species Conservation at WWF. Mr. Cronin says the bushfires are a horrific reminder of just how severely climate change is affecting the nation.
Australia is already, clearing and degrading huge amounts of vegetation and forest cover every year. WWF listed Eastern Australia recently as one of the global deforestation hotspots. Australia is also an extinction capital of the world. We've lost more mammal species in the last 200 years than anywhere else on the planet. So, the last thing that our species and biodiversity and forests needed was bushfires of that scale.
Projects that the groups are considering include reintroducing species that might be locally extinct and researching particular species that have a role in safeguarding ecosystem functions such as small digging mammals like potoroos. Another project is called the Super Seed, one that has proved to enhance climatic and fire-tolerant traits to replant trees in bushfire-affected areas.
Now, one thing is what we refer to as climate-ready seed. So traditionally speaking, when we're looking at restoring areas that degraded or replanting or revegetating those areas, we traditionally rely on seed that comes from that very area. However, if given we're facing a 2-degree warming future, quite likely more than that, we're looking at experimenting in ways to use particular species or subspecies that come from different areas and areas that are more adapted to climates that we have in front of us.
He says this sort of collaboration is hugely important and something that can make positive change in Australia's environment.
When we look at the scale and the magnitude of the issues we're facing, the only way we're going to overcome those is through collaboration. And so this is a really good example of where two organisations that have a lot, to bring to the table, coming together and using those brands, using our resources, using our partnerships, to take things to another level.
Greening Australia and WWF Australia have jointly committed $20 million in initial climate-ready restoration projects and are calling for an additional $30 million from the Australian public and private sectors to enable delivery of the total proposed program of work. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.